Welcome to Theodore Payne Foundation's 42nd year of the Wildflower Hotline. I'm Tom Henschel. The hotline offers weekly updates on the best locations for viewing spring wildflowers in Southern and Central California. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. Since the report earlier this month, many more blooms have popped up at Casper's Regional Park in Orange County. Along the Dick Loskern Trail, look for patches of Catalina Mariposa lilies in the grasslands, along with San Diego Jewelflower and Padres Shooting Stars. Wild Canterbury Bells prefer sunnier slopes, along with a few showy chaparral yucca. Not far from the Westridge Trail boundary, you'll find a large blooming clematis vine. There are others nearby, but this one clematis is particularly grand, with stunning flowers begging to be photographed. On the Star Rise Trail, search for cute California golden violets growing in clumps low to the ground. Chaparral gelia, blue dicks, miniature lupin, and popcorn flowers are fading, but have some interesting seed pods showing. Some huge chalk dudleya reside along the trail as well. As you ascend the ridges, there are spectacular vistas of Orange County's wildlands. The word from recent visitors to the Santa Rosa Plateau in Riverside County is that annuals and geophytes are blooming nicely, and it is an excellent time to hike the trails. The Sylvan Meadows Trail and the Vernal Pools Trail are good places to see some iconic plateau species. Various oaks have fresh new foliage and are in flower. They provide a lovely canopy along some pathways. The California peony is tucked near and under protective chaparral shrubs and are just starting to bloom. California golden violet, milk vetch, southern checker bloom, and great numbers of blue dicks can be found in open, sunny areas along trails. The regal Mission Manzanita is past bloom but just starting to go to fruit. Check out their bountiful bunches of copper red berries. A short, easy hike along the Pacific Crest Trail at Crowder Canyon in the busy Cajon Pass near Phelan will delight you with an array of spring blooms. You'll encounter a lovely mix of Mojave Desert and chaparral flowering perennials and annuals. Lots of ceanothus are still in flower, along with narrowleaf goldenbush and bush poppy, fiddleneck, goldfields, chia, and phacelia. Also find decent numbers of baby blue eyes, miniature lupin, bahata lupin, Mojave Desert parsley, California butterweed, blazing stars, and blue dicks. In the Fallbrook area along the 76, California brittlebrush is in glorious bloom, as is caterpillar phacelia. The most stunning plants are the coastal wishbone bush. There are turnouts along this section of highway to stop and get a closer look. The wishbone bush is best seen in early morning or late afternoon when the flowers are open. Continuing on the 76, east of the 15, you'll enjoy the roadside color spectacle of whitethorn ceanothus. In full bloom in the Palomar Mountain area, the color palette of whitethorn ceanothus includes shades of blue, pale to sky blue, lavender, and white. The Lake Henshaw Basin has a bonanza of flowers, large swaths of goldfields, cream cups, desert dandelion, and miniature lupin paint the landscape creamy yellow and blue. There are also patches of baby blue eyes and hillsides of cupped leaf ceanothus. Down on the floor of Anza Borrego Desert State Park, several cactus species are blooming in the vicinity of the Pacific Crest Trail headed north from Scissors Crossing. Nearby, Rainbow Canyon Wash is the best flower spot in Anza this year. Search in Rainbow Wash, too, for Mason Valley Cholla, Desert Prickly Pear, and Beaver Tail Cactus, all in bloom. This is the time to go and see the big cactus show in Anza. That's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. Check the Theodore Payne website for details, theodorepayne.org. The next report will be available Friday, May 2nd.